You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We are holding by the bracha of the Gula Hasida to Kabbash of our Godol Halachiruseinu. We discussed the last time we had the schus to get together, the Inyan of bracha. Baruch Aleinu, we asked for Hashanah Zos to be filled with Komenei Svos Latova, saying bracha Pnei Adama V'Sabeinu Mituva. On the heels of that, writes the Torah in Or Chaim in the middle of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. And they're right on the heels of asking for all the bracha. The bracha means that what? And that we're blessed with Hashirus, and now Memelo, once we have a Geula, then we can go ahead and buy all the Karbonos, we can have all the blessing in the world, we can be Makar of Karbonos. The Tachlis of the Geula is to have a return to a Beis HaMikdash, the Iker Mokam HaVoda, where we talk a Makar of all those Karbonos after all the bracha in the world. Memelo, we should be Zachar to a Beis HaMikdash, where we can be Makar of those Karbonos. In the same way that in the Pasuk of Balaischa, V'yom Simchasim O'odechem, Tisku B'chatzaitros, the idea of blowing the shofar is Mekushta to the Avoda, blowing the shofar Godol, Mekushta to the Gula Asida. Amela, just like in that pasuk, there are 20 words, so too there are 20 words in the bracha of the Gula Asida, writes the Torah to Kabbash Shofar Godol. But Ramayisha B'machor in the Seir Hayom says something even more obvious. L'chaira, and we already said, Reina V'anyenu V'riva Ravenu G'yelenu Mehera L'man Shemecha. That, as we explained, Rav Rishonim understood, is talking about all the tzoras that we have in our harsh, long, and bitter exile. Hashem, please bring us Yishuv Adas, Menuchas HaNefesh, be Goel us, Ba'ofen Prati, from all our respective tzoras, all the ordeals, predicaments, and the nisyonos, hachayim, all the yisurim that plague us continuously. Amela, bring us a personal gula. And then we asked for Baruch Aleinu, don't just take away our tzar. In place of the tzar, bring us Tosefes Bracha Sheferav Milamalo. But lest one think that, oh, now we have it all. This is it. This is not it. On the heels of that, you're getting now Menuchas HaNefesh and Yishuv Hadas, and you're getting all the bracha, you're getting kol. No, it's not complete. You're not complete until you have the Gula Asida. That's the Kabbash Shofar Godol L'Chayrusenu. That's when the Gula is going to be complete. That's the Hashlama Tereinu V'Anyenu. Not just a Gula Protis, writes and said, Yom a Gula Klolis and all of Klai Yisrael. So you can have your own Menuchas HaNefesh. You can have all the Parnasa, all the Sabeinu Mituva, and you can have the Ruchnius and the Gashmius tranquility to enable you to go in and daven and learn keroi, but in the end of the day, the world's not b'shleimus, and you are not b'shleimus until we have a Beis HaMikdash. This is the bracha referencing the Gula Asida, the Kata Tekal B'Shofar Godol. Same way, we have three general mahalchim. Why we refer to it as the Kabbash Shofar Godol? What Shofar Godol? So we have between the Shalmitziva, the Beis Dov, and many Mefarshei HaTfilo. We have a shofar that's cotton. What's a shofar that's cotton? When you're talking about a shofar that's blown the mashal by the yovlos, that means what? That the avodim go free, and that's not the mamish bofen kolli. It's something that addresses the avodim, and you can have chatzaitrus that are blown in parshas baloischa. They have different functions. This one is going to be the one that's goldu b'chashivas. It's going to be the one that's going to affect the entire world bofen kolli at the same moment in time. It's not stam a shofar that's addressing avodim, not that's addressing. And then it seemed to get together, Kleiso to get together. This is for Kleiso, this is for the Emosom, this is for the Gansabel. This is the Godo Bechashivas, hence it's Shofar Godo. Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two. And what's the Shofar Godo? Based on the famous Pirkei Elazar, that the shofar that was blown Mishas Matan Taira came from Elo Shel Yitzchak, from the Isle of Yitzchak. Zok, the Pirkei Elazar, Elazar ben Hyrcanus, that came from the Tzad Smol. When it comes to an Ayal, when it comes to a ram, naturally, the right horn is slightly larger than the left one. State in Pirkei Elazar, the left one was one blown Mishas Matan Taira, I in the Torah Nor Chaim, Siman Tuf Yud Zayin. And we have a shofar that was blown. That's why Yitzchak corresponds to Shavuos, because he was Dafka, the shofar. Of Elo Shel Yitzchak writes the Torah in the name of his brother and the Grom Adur Tzli Son Adur Tzli Yoparshis Balak. That was the shofar blown Mishas Matan Taira. That's the left one. That's the one that's katan. The one that's larger is the one Mitzad Yamin. It's going to be the one from the right of Elo Shel Yitzchak. That's going to be the one that's blown in the future. And then we have the base tefillah. And others say, no, you know why it's Godol? Because it's Godol Nanech Hashiv, because it's Godol Nanshanim. And what ayol is going to be used? And what shofar? The one ayol that was created, Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes, that's the oldest ayol in the world. world. That's a Tekam Shofar Golda, Golda Bishonim. It's a base to Golda Bishonim, it's so old, it's from Hayil, it's been around from the beginning of time. So either we have Golda B'chashivus, Chashivus in the sense that as opposed to all the Shofars that how we see throughout Tanakh, even the Shofar Yovel still addressing a select group of people, or even Klal Yisrael perhaps. At the end of the day, it wasn't addressing the whole world. This will be Golda B'chashivus addressing the whole world. Or it's coming from the larger one when contrasted with the smaller horn from the left. Memelitz Godol, the Umas, the left horn. Or number three, it's Golda B'shonim because it's the oldest one. Three general Mahalchamim to come a shofar. Pretty much everyone agrees, and it's something the Reb Ben Yakar writes in his Perush HaTfilos. And so many of the Mepharshim, it's based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya Chav Zayin Yud Gimel. V'hayu b'yom hu yitok ha'petom b'shofar Godol. That's going to be the shofar Godol. We have three general mahalchim. But now let's go back to Ramesha ben Machrin and say, we already had Reino Vanyeno, and that was the Gula Pratis. We had now Baruch Aleinu, not only the Bruch and the Kabonis like the Torah. Ramesha ben Machrin says, Aposhet, you have the Menuchas and the Yeshiva Das. We already asked for Bruch. So you got rid of the Tzoros. After you got rid of the Tzoros, and now besides the external Tzoros, the Yisurin, person might not have everything that he needs. He might be afflicted. He might have Sheba Malchus. He might have nations of the world oppressing him. Hashem, get rid of all my personal tzaras. Reino vanyenu. Refeinu. Now I need personal well-being. Psy, mentally, emotionally, physically. Let me have refuah. I got to feel healthy. Mitzad Gashmi. Now, let me not just have a fixing, a rectification of all the deficiencies, all the things, ailments, illnesses, Rachmana Litzlan, things within which I might have been lacking. Then on the heels of that, Baruch Aleinu. I don't just want to be whole and complete. I want happen to Sefes Brocha, Baruch Aleinu. I want Shonim Atovos. I want the old Mitovah. I want Shlemus. I want Sabeinim Mituvah. I want Baruch Hashem Shonim Atovos. And now you think you got everything. You don't have any Tzoros anymore. You don't have any ordeals or predicaments or Yisurin. And you don't have your Refuah. You got the Refuah. You're whole. And now you got a Brocha. You got a, what do we need a Gola for? He just says, you're not done yet. You're not done. And a Klal Yisrael's missing. And that's what Chazal say. He starts to plug people out to go ahead and bring them to the Gula Asida. And the other day, we're not done. A Gula Shalema. And that's what we pointed already back, Reina Vanyenu. That's a Gula, that's not Shalem, because it affects the individual, or groups of individuals, but the only one that affects God's Klal Yisrael of the world, bringing the worldly day Shlemusa, and that's the Gula Asida, that's the Gula Yedei Eliyo, the Mavasa Gula Mashiach Tzedkenu, and that's the Shofar Godo blown by Elionovi, and that's this Bach of the Gula Shalema, the Phineas Daiti. Now let's go back to our that I raised. Many Sfarim bring down, many Sfarim HaKadoshim, and that Merumah is in the word Esrog. Esrog, Aleph, Tav, Resh, Gimel. We have the four Inyanim that are Sholem, that are complete in this world. The Aleph is Emunah Shleimo, the Tav is Tshuva Shleimo, the Resh is Refuah Shleimo, and the Gimel is Gula Shleimo. What's the Tzad HaShem, why Dafkan Esrog? Phineas Daiti, it's Pasha. Because there's only one thing in the entire Torah that is singled out for being Hadar. Dahinu, we have Gemara and Shabbos, Kaflam and Gimlam and Beis, Zekili Van Veo, Hesno Lefon of Bimitzis. We have an Inyan of Hidr Mitzvah, which Pashtus applies to all the other Mitzvahs. But there's only one Mitzvah in the Torah that Be'etzeh, and its very nature, intrinsically, inherently, it bespeaks and manifests this lofty concept of Hidr. It's called on the pages of Emor, Kaktan Lechem Pre'etz Hadar. It's not just that I have a separate external posuk from which I deduce Zekili Van Veo, this is my God, and I will glorify Him. How do you glorify God? His snow, the fun of the mitzvahs, the first one, the Gemara, then comes on Bashol, Ani Behu. Mahu Rachamachan and Abatu Rachamachan. The first Malach is it's not a fun of a mitzvah about the one mitzvah that's singled out, Lumas Tariag mitzvahs, where Hadar is and so integral that it becomes the definition of what the Esrog is. The Esrog is Hadar. The Esrog is Hadar Be'etzem. Amela, what's Hidr? The whole Indian of Hidr says what? Alamaisa, Makai in the mitzvah without the Hidr. The Hidr is not Makai. I'm Makai in the mitzvah even without the mitzvah is the mitzvah. What does Hidr bring to a mitzvah? It enhances, it intensifies the mitzvah. It says, I want to do the mitzvah for the Mishor Sidin. I can sit in a sukkah, but if I beautify the sukkah, oh, it's a more geshmak, a gevali, a more nachas ruach to a kodesh baruch hu. Mela, the whole musig of Hidr is, I want to take a mitzvah, and I'm yotzei zayin, b'di ahaloch l'maysa, I'm yotzei the mitzvah, but when I do a hiddur, I show how choshev, how beloved the mitzvahs are to me, that I want to beautify it, how I want to intensify it. What mitzvah singled out that hiddur is part and parcel of its very definition of its etzem mahus? And that's the esrog of a meila, it's gafkin and esrog, and that teaches us hiddur be'etzem. Eivester says you can have a munah, but I'm not interested in stam munah. I want the munah shlema. There's a munah shlema, as we discussed in the past. There's a refuah. I want the hiddur dik refuah. I want a refuah shlema. There's a geula. There's a tshuva. Ezi tshuva shlema. Rambam beginning of Perek Beis Hilchos tshuva. Ezi tshuva shavada. There's tshuva. Perek Beis Halacha Beis. I have a tshuva shlema. Tshuva gemura. Oh, samalka mas isha. That's a tshuva lefanim mishur sedin. That's a hiddur. That's being mahalda the process of tshuva. Meila, there's a geula. You can have a geula. And what's the need of a geula? You're davening shunesha. You're not thinking gashmias. You're thinking, I want a personal geula. So I can sit and learn Torah. And you could be learning Torah. You could be doing mitzvah. You could be living in Farakwi and davening in the white shul. And you could have your ruchni. You could come in and have your 3 minyanim a day and your gourmet coffee. And I met a shamra fuwa. And everything's geschmack. And why do you need Eretzol? What do you need Mashiach Tzidkenu for? You could be learning Yom HaLaila in a comfortable air-conditioned basement with all the sfarim at your fingertips with the gourmet coffee in your hand. Great Chavur said you can have everything. What do you need a Gula? Terence says, don't you want Hiddur? Esrog teaches us. Eibishter says, I don't want mitzvah. I want Hiddur Dika mitzvah. I want what? Not a Gula. A Gula that's just for me. And that's not a Gula. I want a Gula for everyone. I want everyone to be like this. There's only one way to be Ma'afshar then. And that's how you need the Gula Asida. It's coming show for a good though. Then everyone's going to be learning. Everyone's going to be Yosek and Torah Mitzvah Yom Valayla. That's being Mahadur the Gula. Where do you have all the Inyanim that are Shleimim Laumas when they're not Shalim? Phineas Daiti, it's Mumas Dafkan Esrog, the Esrog which is Be'etzem Atzim Yusu. It is the pre Eitz Hadar. It bespeaks you. Look at it. It's beautiful. It's Geshmak. It's Leibedik. It is Hither Be'etzem. Abishur says, I don't want Stam and Amun. I want an Amun that's a Hither Dikamun and Amun Shleima. I want a Fu Shleima. I want a Tshuva Shleima, and yes, we want what? What's at the end? The Gimel, so appropriately, as at the very end. The Phineas Daiti, and I didn't see any form of speaking about this evening, but it's Mamish. This is it. The Hainu, the sequence. It's not Stamazai. Esrog is what? The Yisod of all the Taig Mitzvahs is Amuna. Rama Sefer Mitzvahs himself. It's going to start with Amuna. Without Amuna, you have nothing. Bal Chavokik, the Midan Alachas, Makas Chavdal and Aun Aleph. And what is the Navi Chavokik in the Trey of Sarayna, Perek Beis Posek Dalin, Vetzadim Yomenosa Yichyeh? A life starts with Amuna. That's the beginning of the Esrog. It starts with Amuna, Amuna Shleima. Then what? If you're doing Averus, you're messing it all up. Don't even think about asking the Yisod for a fool until you do what? First comes the tough. You need to do tshuva shleima. The feast of the best rai is right here. As I have what? I have das. And I have to know to be mavdil between HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim and Acherim. I have to have a munah that there only is one God. Then I have Hashemeinu Avinu Sisra. I have tshuva eslachlonu. That's the tough. Then I go to what? Refeinu Hashem. I go to refuah. And what's the end? The gula shleima. Now we can talk about the gula. So it's mamish meduyak. Not only is the esrog hodr be'etzev, but the very sequence is mad. And it starts with the Amunah Shleima, the first mitzvah, and it goes in ascending order. Then I go to Tshuva Shleima, and that is the Nusach HaTfilah and the Seder. I have my Tshuva Shleima, then I have my Refuah Shleima, and only then can I ask for the Gula Shleima. And that's the Esrog, the Phineas Daiti. Hal Geshmak, what's the mitzvah that's going to be Mavdil between us and the Goyim Lasalobo and Abu Zoradav Gimlam and Aleph? A mitzvah of Sukkah! A mitzvah of Sukkah, the Yidin are holding the Dalin Minim. That show that we're chosen, Afuke, the nations of the world, and we have the mitzvah of Sukkah. Adafka, when I'm going into the Sukkah holding my lulav and esrog, that's going to be Las Alavo. That is Las Alavo. The shlemus of the esrog comes Las Alavo. The gula shlema, Adafka, in the pre Eitz Hadar, that's going to be the hiddur dika gula. When not just this gula pratis, bofen ishi, bofen prati, bofen kloli, there's going to be a massive gula, and that will affect the entire world, and that's to come and show for Godo. Now, Chayresenu, that's the hashivas of the shofar, the old shofar, the right one, that's the shofar of Behu, you're talking about shofar Godol, the one that's going to bring the chayrus, our ultimate chayrus, not just the physical chayrus, but ein lecham ben chorin zokta v'shubu levi, and avos parak vav mishnah beis, ein lecham ben chorin misha osek v'torah, it's going to be the physical chayrus, it's going to be the spiritual chayrus, amela. Please, Amishtar, blow already from the shofar godol lecheresenu, the sun ace, and uplift, uphold that banner, lekabitz kolisenu, bring us all together. We'll have to discuss in a second what new addition, what new component is being introduced with that secondary phrase. Lekabtzenu yachan me'abaka, bring us from the four corners of the world. We have to know why the choice terminology, abrakanfos aretz. We have to know, kabtzenu yachan, you already told me, lekabitz kolisenu, what's would we add in kabtzenu yachan? Baruch Hashem, mekabitz not stam amo Yisrael, mekabitz nidchei amo. So we got a lot of questions. What's going on in the short bracha of the 20 words? Kenega, the 20 words in the pasuk about the kabbalists the Torah told us. What ideas are we addressing? I saw a gevaldig mahalach by Rav Avigdor Miller and his wonderful sefer on tefillah called Halalei Nafshi.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Some questions will be addressed by Rav Avigdor Miller, and the others, Rav Schwab, will fill in the missing blanks. Listen to a gevaldig aura by Rav Avigdor Miller's zatzal. He says, we start off with two components of this introductory message. Tekam shofar gadol l'cheresenu, Hashem, please blow the shofar so that we, the world, will hear the shofar. That's focusing on the chush hashmiya. Then we have a sanes, uplift, uphold the banner. The banner that with our flag, lekabitz kolosenu, it's time, hegi hazman. That's ariyah. So we have what? Chush hashmiya and the chush ariyah. What's the difference? All right, so Victor Miller beautifully. The beginning is a shofar that does what? Instills fear and pachad into all those who hear it. The king is coming. The king is in town. Sajid Gon, one of the 10 reasons we blow shofar. The king is in town. Who's going to run and be afraid? The Umas Olam. First Hashem, blow the shofar to scare the Umas Olam. Make sure the Umas Olam are aware. No more anti-Semitism. No more Shiva Malchus. No more oppression. Shofar's coming into town, and that's focusing on what? And that's going to be La'ores Umasa Olam, the Shachar Shomashiv Malchios, to free us the same way we blow the shofar by Yovel. Everybody free your Avodim. So, just like Yovel, shofar is blown, everybody time to free your Avodim. Umas Olam, nations of the world, you hear the shofar Gadol, it's time to let go of your Avodim. Let go of Klai Yisrael, no more Shiva Malchios, that's the Shemiyah. Then comes what? Klai Yisrael. Who sees? What's the difference? So, to Avigdor Miller, beautiful. And the end of the day, some people want to see something, and some people decide not to see it. And the whole idea of Moshe Rabbeinu is what? Hashem sees Vayarki Sar Liros. He turned to see it. Not everybody turns to see the burning bush. Oh, there's a big flag, a big banner. You know what? The guy in the nations world, they're not going to be interested in looking at it. I don't want to see the big banner. They're not interested. I can decide to see it, I can decide not to see it. You can't decide not to hear the Shofar Gadol. Shofar Gadol is going to be here. It's the blast heard around the world, the Havdil. Everyone's going to hear it. You can shut your ears, you can shut the windows. Everyone's going to hear the Shofar. The Goyim in the world, you can't block it out. The Re'iyah, the Goyim aren't going to, well, it's not for the Goyim, that's for Klai Yisrael. That's a custom, but not just everyone in Klai Yisrael. Who's going to be Zochel to the Golol? Only those, Tainas, Taflam, and Beis, Kalamas, Abel, Al, Yushalayim, Zocharos, and Chasa, the ones who are searching for it, the ones who are Makayim, say peace in the Yeshua, the ones who want to see it, they're the ones who are waiting. We're waiting, we're looking for the banner. We want to see the big flag, we want to see the Abishur is in control. Those are the ones who are going to see it. So, first comes the shofar, both in Klali, that addresses the Gatzavelt, that's Baker targeting the Yumasola. That's the wake of Kolomasolam, let go of Klai Yisrael, free Yaravadim, free Klai Yisrael. That's the Kama shofar, Gadol Lecheresenu. The Yaravadim, Klai Yisrael, they are now free. They're free, let them go. Klai Yisrael, now you're free. Vasanes Hashem from the Yidden and Klai Yisrael. The Kavitz gets to bring us all together so that we could see that banner wherever we are in the world, to bring us from all the Golios. The ones who want to see the banner will see it. And that's for Klai Yisrael. And then Mekabtzenu Yachan Me'arba Kanfos Aretz. What are we adding now? Zot Rebbe Avigdor Miller. And the son is Lekabetz Gali Yosenu. What's Lekabetz Gali Yosenu? Why not just say Lekabetzenu? What's Gali Yosenu? The only ones who are going to be freed, the only ones who are in Golus and recognize they're in Golus and want to get out of Golus. The Hainu, the ones who are Mavdilas Atzma Minagoyim. The ones who recognize the Shofar, that's for the world, that's for Yidden, but it's bigger for the Umas HaOlam. The son Ace is for Kaiso, but who's the Ace going to gather? The ones who are in Golus and recognize they're in Golus, the ones who are comfortable and are not interested in going to Eretz Yisrael and Amakai and Tzipi Shel Yeshua, they're not anticipating that banner to be held on high, they're not looking for that flag, they're not Margis, they're in Golus, they say, I want to be assimilated in a culture and into Goyish society, into Western civilization. By then, this isn't Golus, this is Geshmak, I love being in America, the Golden of Medina. And then by you, you're not going to be affected. The Sanes to gather whom? Not all Yidden. Who's going to be Zaycha? The famous Vilna Gaon. Who's going to be Zaycha to be Nitzel from Chevli Mashiach and Gog and Magog? Those who are Erlich created. What's shot in Erlich Hayid? Dr. Frank Waxman quoting the Friedrich Mashkiah from Lake Ornosome of Achmogos Atzal. And there's a Kabbalah from the Srafmi Brisk, Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin, going back, Ainmi P.A. to the Vilna Gaon. And Erlich Hayid, who will be saved, is someone who is Mabdilas Atzwa Menagoyim. I'm not comfortable in this Golas. I recognize I'm in Golas. I could have a nice house, nice car, nice clothing, nice jewelry, etc. And the other day, I recognize I'm in Golas. I don't want this. This isn't the Shlemus. I constantly anticipate the Gula Asida. The Sanes, who is that going to gather? Not everybody in the world, only Gadli Yosein of those who are in Golas, Dr. Avigdor Miller, and they recognize that they're in Golas and they want to get out of Golas. They're going to be the ones. That's a Chamushim. Who's the one? Four-fifths, according to one day in Chazal, didn't make it out. They weren't interested. Memela, Dafka, the ones who margish, they're in Golas and they want to get out. So now we just said, so they're going to go free? Amela, we already had Cheres, physical Cheres. Sonny's the Kabbalah's going to bring us to the Makam HaMikdosh. So we have Cheres, physical Cheres. Spiritual Cheres, what's a Kapteinu Yachad? And a Kapteinu Yachad, the Arba Kanfus Oretz. Bring us from the four corners of the world. Ayyidin are all over the world. You know what happens when you get spread out over the world? Everyone's got different menhagim. These go to Spain, these go to Europe. And the end of the day, you got Ashkenazim, you got Sephardim, you got Jews from Yemen, you got Tayman, and you have Eidot Mizrach, you have Lubavitch, you have Satmar, you have Boyan, you have Sadegir, you have Hasidus, and you have Bells, you have Ger, all types of Hasidus, all types of groups, you have Dati, Dati Lumi, you have Tzionim, you have Amesnagdim, in the end of the day, the Katsenu, not stomp to bring us together, the Kavitz Gilas, very nice, we come together, it's Kibbutz Golias, we come together, but what? But we all sit separately. Base Knesset Alexandria, the tailors sat with the tailors, and the weavers with the weavers, and the shoemakers with the shoemakers. No, and the Kavitzinu Yachad, bring us together. Bring us together as one. Zokter Shimon Schwab, we're always going to be together one actus. And what's the Kavitzinu Yachad? Kibbutz Lachar already connotes a sense. You're gathering. It's an ingathering of the exiles. No, Kavitzinu Yachad is the vart. Then I'm going to remain ba'achdus. That's, maybe I'm going to have achdus and then it'll go away. What's the shot? Lefinius Daiti, let's bring in a famous Rameir Shapiro Milublit. It's brought in Imre Shammai Parshas Noach, it's brought in Imre Das, collection of Rameir Shapiro Devei Torah. Rameir Shapiro fragged the obvious kasha. What are we making such a big deal out of the Gula Asida that the wolf is going to lie down with the lamb? The lion's going to stay comfortable with the zebra. And the end of the day, big deal. The animals got along by Tevis Noach and Parshas Noach. They also got along. So what's the Chiddush of the Gula? Zokta Meir Shapiro in the middle of Blin. When there's a fire in the forest, all the animals are running out. The lions don't stop to take a bite out of the zebra. And the wolves aren't saying, oh, what a nice looking sheep. Let me chop that sheep. When there's a forest fire, there's an ace tzara sakona. You're running out. You're not thinking, I'm just trying to save my life. The marble was a sakona. And same way by the tsunami. It's a great book. Always follow the elephants. And the whole book is based on what? That's, again, one major thing, but you have to know who to follow, who are the leaders. The animals know. Elephants can sense an earthquake when there's a shift in the tectonic plates, thus creating a tsunami that killed over 200,000 people, unfortunately, in Thailand years ago. Who were the first animals to sense it? The elephants. Elephants can communicate because they sense in the vibrations under their feet. They can send messages with their feet to elephants miles away. They're the first animals to sense the shift because they have the most sensitive soles of their feet. Even though it happened in the oceans, the shift in the tectonic plates and the ocean floor, they're the first ones who are able to sense it with the bottom of their feet. Elephants start running to high ground. The other animals know. Always follow the elephants. And that's why they found barely any animal carcasses. The only animal were a few pets that just couldn't escape their homes. Otherwise, there were barely any, over 200, 250,000 corpses of human beings, and they barely found any corpses of animals. Why? Because the animals knew to follow the elephants and Thailand, elephants, and always go to high ground. Mela, they were the first ones to sense that. So when there's an ace tzara, the animals, you figure out to get along. No one's stopping by running away in a tsunami and stopping to eat up the sheep and stopping to eat up the zebra. And an ace tzara, everybody gets along. The Chiddush of Mashiach is that after the tzara goes away, and now you finish Gog Magog, and now you're living in equanimity and sheer tranquility, and you're still getting along. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Break down all the cages from the zoos, and there's no ace tzara, there's no forest fire, and still the wolf lies down with the lamb, and still the the lion. That's the Chiddush of Mashiach. That's no Sofa, Kapteinu Yachad. Not just like Avigdor Miller that we're going to stay bachtas. It's not just like Rosh Shimon Shav that all the different groups. We're going to be yachad. Vayilchus shneim yachdan. Avram can be midas hachesed, Yitzchak midas hadin. Akedah brought them together. Vayilchus shneim yachdov. They walked not just as shneim. They walked the mamish as yachdov, hand in hand. Mamish as one. One das, one aspiration, one goal, one objective. That's Klal Yisrael. And the end of the day, we're all going to be mamish like one. Mikam chay Yisrael. Goy echad baoretz. Where? Goy echad. Where? Davka meretz Yisrael. But the Phineas Taiti, the chiddush of the yachad is adding more than that. They kept saying to bring us together, yachad, like Rosh Shimon Shua, bring us together, we're mamish like one. But the idea is what? Not just like one that we're coming from the Amrakam Fasoritz, but that we stay together as one, the Haidu, even after the dust settles and Mechemes Gogomoga is over. Yeah, it's an Aesara. Didn't get together, we're all fearing for our lives. Ah, but now we got that. So yes, the enemies are done away with. And now it's Geshmak, and that's all. Yerushalayim expands to be the size of Etzol, and Eretz Tzvi expands to be huge. And now what? Now still you got to get along. That's the Chiddush. Don't start envying. He's got a bigger apartment. He's closer to the base of Mikdash than he is. He's got bigger grapefruits growing in his front lawn. That, and the other day, no, Yachad, that we get along even when we have sheer tranquility reigning throughout. And it's just, oh, that's the Kapsinu. Yachad, keep us together as Yachad. What's Me'arba Kanfos Aretz? Why do we refer to the four corners of the world as Kanfos? Beautiful, Rosh Shimon Shuab. And why is it Kanfos Aretz? What's the wings? As Dr. Shimon Shuab, Geshmak. The reason why it's Kanfus, from the wing of the earth, Miknaf Or Zmira Shemana Tzvila Tzadik. From the wing of the earth, we have heard songs, beauty belongs to the Tzadik. This means that when that time comes, not only the Jewish people, but the whole world will recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amalahar its day as Hashem will have lifted itself up to a higher level. Wings enable you to fly. And when we talk about the Gula Shlema, that's when the world is going to fly. It's going to be uplifted. That's why he doesn't say this, but it's so obvious. I'm going to bring you what? I can't be to show him. The goal is reminding us of what? I'm taking you on the wings of eagles. Why? We're going to take you above the world of Teva. I'm going to uplift you and elevate you on high. The world's going to be uplifted. And that's the Kanfus, the Phineas Taiti. Tzitzis is put on the Dalit Kanfus because Tzitzis reminds you. Stay in the Gemara Chum and Ochus. I'll remind you of what? Kisei Kovet. It takes you to a world, a realm that's high above this world. That's why it's Me'arba Kanfus. That's because the Shas of the Gula. We're not stop coming from the four corners of the world. We're coming from the Kanfus. Tahino, we're going to be uplifted. And that's why we always find that a Geru is in his Geyer, is Nechas Tachas Kanfei Yashchini. We just had it in Megillus Rus and Perk Beis. Boaz sees, and now what's the galus of Rus? Who gate? Who got Lee? I was told about you that you were what you came to be. What's kanfei hashchina? Not embraced by the enveloping wings, the wings that say you want to be uplifted, you want to be elevated, you want to be taken up on high. That's the gula. We come on kanfei neshorim. That's Rus. That's a gerigiores. We're taking what we're nechatachas kanfei hashchina. We want to be uplifted by Yiddishkeit. That's the gula. We want to be uplifted. Hence, we invoke Bedavka, Ketzin and Yachar, bring us all together. The Misnagdim, the Litvox, Atzayon and Mizrachim, the Lababits and Samar, all the groups bring us Yachar and keep us Yachar. Keep us together, functioning as one, even when the dust settles, and bring us from the four corners of the world because we're all one to now be uplifted. And that's why it's going to affect Davka, the ones who were Margish there in Golis. So they're going to be Margish, that it's in the Sia, Allah Kafei Nesharim. Davka, the ones who are Margish there in Golis, I can recognize you think you can have everything. This is not, this is not the higher objective, the higher purpose of having a Beis HaMikdash and bringing Tachas Kanfei Yashchina with a Beis HaMikdash and the Gula Asida. Samocha Hashem Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, writes Avigdor Miller, and it's not Stam Mekabetz Amo Yisrael, it's Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. Who the Nidchei? Lahagit Shafil Osem Sheina Makirim Sheim Begolos. And Nidchei is Losh Nifal. The idea of what those who were Nidchei Korcham, Onishbal Me'atinok Shenishba, they were pushed away against the will. The Hainu Lafuke, not someone who amazed it says, I know about Yiddishkeit, I'm amazed and I'm not interested. Not a Kofar, not an Apikiris, not someone who goes up and says, I'm going to give it all up. Someone who grows up and says, I'm going to give it all up. They're not going to come. They're not Margish and Golas. They want to go to Hollywood. They want to intermingle and assimilate and acculturate amongst society today. They're not going to be the ones coming back. They're not Mekayim Tzavish Yeshua. But we have so many amongst us, Rachmana Litzlan, who will get their Tinuk Shanishba. They don't know any better. Are they going to come back? Dr. Avigdor Miller, Avada. Baruch Ata Hashem, because he is, and that's why he's going to be Mekabetz. We're not necessarily going to do it. Hashem says, I'm going to go gather Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. I'm going to gather not only the nation of Yisrael, I'm going to gather all those who were Nidcha Bal Korcham, who were chased away, pushed to the side against the will, who Bo Ha'ovda Me'arts Oshvani Docha Me'arts Atzrayim, those who were Nidach Lo Shenifal, they were pushed away. I'm going to bring them back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, those are the ones, even though they weren't Bekum Me'asei actively Mekayim Tzibish Yeshua, but in the heart of hearts they would have loved, they just didn't know any better. Those are the ones who are going to come back. Me'mela, let's close with the Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Shimon Schwab, in the context of a larger piece, connects the seven latter brachas of the brachas emtzoyos, referring all to the final gula, because right in the heels of Tekamisha for Gadol, we're then going to go into what? A whole series of brachas, all talking and referencing the gula asida. We want a shivyo shavtenu kebarishona. We want to have a Sanhedrin. We want to have the Gadolim again. And I want you to destroy all our enemies. V'chulei, I want the tzaddikim and the chasidim. And build up Yerushalayim and build up Malchus Beis David. And then we're going to have to v'sechazen enu b'shuv chulatzi and barachamim. These latter seven correspond Atzah Shimon Schwab to the first six. He writes, based on this, the Broch of Tekam Shofar Godel corresponds to Atzah Chonilom Nadas. Atzah Chonilom Nadas began the first series of six, then we start to know the series of seven. Right? Atzah Shimon Schwab Tekam Shofar corresponds to Atzah Chonilom Nadas. What's the connection? First, we start out by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant us Deya individually. Again, both in Prati. The first series of six is talking about on the Iker on an individual level. Atzah Chonilom Nadas, the main Das of Dolem and Ayin, the Yesod of Amuna, the Yisod of Bechiru Chavshus, I need to have Das, that's my own Das. And now we ask him in this tefillah to begin the Geula, at which time, not just will I have Das, but then what? Zok the Navi Yishai Yad Aleph Tas, Mal Haaretz Deya Es Hashem. Deka Nekuda of the Geula Asida is, the whole world will be filled with Deya Es Hashem. Not just I will know it on an individual level, but the Gantz Avelt will know it collectively. The whole world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. First we started with the Kama Shofar, and we started out to Chonin, I have Das, I have Bechiru, and the Yisod of my emunah, my bechira chavshus, I gotta do tshuva, I need a slich from the tshuva, I gotta get out of my personal exiles and tzaras, then I need the refuas and nefesh and refuas aguf, then I can have the additional bracha, now that I'm complete, now that I'm whole. You think that's everything? You might be complete, you might be whole, but the world isn't done. In the end of the day, as the Chavetz Chaim would often say, the Gula Asida is for the klal. The Gula Asida is for the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'haya b'yom hu yashem ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's bigger, not for the individual, it's for the galus of the nation of Klal Yisrael, and the galus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The melech malchayim alochim. This is now to come to show for a godol. Now we ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we turn our attention, but often klali to all of Klal Yisrael, to the Gula Asida. It might be one thing that we could even go, let's get to a certain madrega of shleimus, but the ultimate Shlemus is only going to be with the Tekama Shofar Godol. That's going to bring the ultimate Cheiris. That's going to bring about the Kibbutz Golios. That's going to bring about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Only when we have the full-fledged Achdus, then and only then when we have the full-fledged Cheiris, when everybody comes together, everyone is together as one, only then can then we have the Shoftena Kabari Shona, who can rule Ein Melech Beloam. First you need to bring the Am together. When the Am is Im, is together, then you can have the Melechim, you can have the rulers, you can have the Shoftim. Then we can make sure that this Kris, Zara Shal Malik, all the enemies are going to be out of the picture. We'll have Malchus based over the restoration of the Davidic dynasty and the return to the base of Mikdash. That's going to be the journey next. Hashiva Shavtina Kamari Shona. No Shir next Tuesday night. Have a Chasana Lake. Beis Hashem Yisborach. Hamet Shem will be Mamshech. Tuesday after, Big Yashakayach HaGatanacht. Shavtina could have in mind, it's not enough the Gula Protis, the Gula Klolis, the Gula Shlema, Avdans Kreis, of Yachad Yashakayach HaGatanacht.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com